These past couple weeks, I've been working with my friend Buddha to scientifically create and model the best Beyblades possible of every single Beyblade type. And to make sure they're the best, I'm going to put them through three different tests. Test number one, the spin test. How long do they spin for? Test number two, the endurance test. How many Beyblades can they take out in one launch? And test number three, probably the most important test, the competitive test. We're going to battle the Beyblades 10 times against the top 4 best tournament Beyblade combos and see how these scientifically perfect Beyblades hold up. But before we do that, let's look at each of their designs and explain the scientific theory behind them. Starting off with... So here's the perfect stamina Beyblade that Buddha's friend Pedro designed, and Pedro designed all the Beyblades in this video. He is super talented. I'll have his Instagram linked in the description. Anyway, you might be looking at this perfect stamina Beyblade and thinking, wow, this looks a lot like Maximum Garuda in Wind Knight. And you would be right, because both those Beyblades were super overpowered. So we decided to model our perfect X Beyblade off of them, but we actually made it even better, mainly due to the weight distribution on the main metal blade. If you look at the blade, it is completely round and has most of the metal distributed near the outer ring, which maximizes its moment of inertia. Moment of inertia is how hard it is to stop an object from spinning, which basically means the higher moment of inertia, the longer your Beyblade is going to spin. Moment of inertia is equal to the weight times the distance from the center squared. So our design, by having a lot of weight and most of that weight on the outer ring, gives the Beyblade an insane moment of inertia, meaning this Beyblade is going to spin for a crazy long time. Its round design also reduces air drag, which means the air isn't going to slow it down as much when it spins, and the fan design pushes air downwards, reducing the normal force, which directly reduces frictional losses with the stadium floor. Basically, the Beyblade is going to be spinning longer because the fanning on the floor will practically make it lighter. Now it's time to actually show off the Beyblades in real life, and to make these scientific Beyblades into a reality, I use JLC 3DP, a metal 3D printing company that is actually sponsoring this video. So, I'm gonna be real with you guys, I've used them for so long, even before they started sponsoring me, I was using this company to 3D metal print my parts. So, yeah, they're amazing. They're fast, they're cheap compared to other metal printing services, and they're super simple to use. All you have to do is go to their website, upload your Beyblade 3D model, so in this case, I'm uploading my perfect stamina Beyblade, then choose your material, I'm going with metal and stainless steel, fill out the description, in this case, toy part, and then submit the order. It's that easy. Now, they're super professional and meticulous, so their engineers will look over your model and make sure it's good to print. Sometimes they'll send you an email saying the model walls are a little thin and if you want to accept the risk of printing it. Personally, I find with Beyblades, it's usually fine to just accept the risks. Now, I don't normally do this, but for this video, I decided to release every Beyblade in this video to you guys. So if you want to make these perfect overpowered Beyblades in real life, I'll have the files in the description and you can use JLC 3DP to print them. Anyway, here is my order, the perfect stamina Beyblade. Here are its metal printed parts. And I actually metal printed the assist wheel as well, just because they gave me a coupon to print as many metal parts as I wanted, so I kind of went crazy. But for the top part, I just made it out of normal plastic using my normal 3D printer. And then here is our chip for the perfect stamina Beyblade. I made it a fighter jet on fire. Don't ask why it's on fire, I just thought it was cool, and I thought a fighter jet was pretty overpowered, which would fit with our overpowered Beyblade theme. Let's just stick it in, and then lock it using this tool. And boom, here we have our perfect stamina Beyblade, and oh my goodness guys, this thing is so heavy. Again, if you want to make these perfect Beyblades at home, I have the files linked in the description. So yeah, as for the combo, I'm going to use 450 low orb. So yeah, this is our scientifically perfect stamina Beyblade. Let's move on to the next type. For attack, I'm actually reintroducing the nuke, which was actually originally made for this video. Anyway, a lot of you guys know that force equals mass times acceleration. So to create the most powerful hits possible, I made this Beyblade's blade completely out of metal. making it really heavy so it has a lot of mass. This gives the Beyblade insane force and hits in the stadium. Not only that, it's shaped like an oval, which might seem strange because it doesn't have any sharp, hard-hitting points like other attack types. But this shape actually makes it wildly overpowered. First off, an oval has an uneven mass distribution. The two ends are much heavier than the sides, meaning they carry more rotational kinetic energy and thus deliver huge bursts of momentum when making contact with other Beyblades. Also, because the mass is farther away on the ends, they have a higher moment of inertia compared to the rest of the Beyblade. Most of the energy and the force is concentrated at the two end points. Think of like a circle Beyblade. All of its energy is equally distributed, but with an oval, most of the energy is towards the ends. So when you make contact with the two ends, so much energy is stored there, it's going to make a massive collision in the stadium. And that is why the Nuke Beyblade hits so hard. As for the combo, I'm going with 960 Low Rush, an iconic attack combo that will give it good burst resistance, but also a healthy amount of control and attack power. Defense was pretty tough because in theory, you kind of just want the same thing as a stamina Beyblade. You just want a round Beyblade that can take hits and doesn't move much, but that is boring. That sounds super boring, right? So instead, we decide to focus on the idea of counterattacking. So an attack type comes in, and instead of just deflecting the attack, you actually fire back. So similar to the attack Beyblade, we want this guy to have an uneven mass distribution so it can hit like a truck. But unlike the attack Beyblade, we also want this one to have decent stamina because it's not really going to be creating any attacks on its own. So instead of 2 points, we went with 3 points and created a triangular design. This gives the Beyblade more balance, which results in a more stable angular velocity, helping conserve its angular momentum, which basically means it can spin longer but has slightly less attack power. Because we want to maximize its counterattacks, we'll be upping the mass as well by making the whole assist blade made out of metal. The assist blade also has ridges on it to help create collisions and is modeled after Master Drasil, just as a small Easter egg. And here is our perfect defense Beyblade in real life. As you can tell by the chip, it is based off a tank. So we have the jet, the nuke, and now we have the tank. And I absolutely love it. It is a lot smaller than the other Beyblades we have, but if you look, oh my goodness, it is so thick. It's so heavy. So it's just a very compact Beyblade. Anyway, I forgot to mention this, but this Beyblade is actually also dual spin, just because we thought sometimes it would be beneficial to be the opposite spin as your opponent when you're a defense Beyblade, so you can kind of like absorb attacks or deflect attacks better. So yeah, we made this guy dual spin. Now to make this guy dual spin and have the ability to burst, we couldn't actually use a normal ratchet. We had to use one of these ratchets with a white circle locking mechanism. But you know what? The one we chose was Metal 85, so it gives this Beyblade even more weight and even more defensive prowess, so I think it's pretty good. As for the bit, we used Hexa. Of course, we used Hexa. It's the best defensive bit. But yeah, this thing is super compact and super tanky. Let's move on to the last perfect Beyblade. Finally, we have the balance type, and this one was by far the hardest type to design. You know, with stamina types, you want to design a Beyblade that can last long. Attack types, you want to design a Beyblade that can hit super hard. Defense types, you want to design a Beyblade that can withstand attacks. But balance is kind of just a combination of all of them. It doesn't really do anything that well, but it's not terrible at anything. They don't really do anything spectacular besides being versatile. So for the perfect balance type combo, we decided to go down that route and make the most versatile Beyblade we could with as many modes as possible. It can spin both right and left. It has an assist blade with 2 modes, a free spinning mode for evasion and defense, and a locked mode for attack. This gives you so many options that can hopefully fit every single scenario you find yourself in, which we thought you would want in a perfect balance type Beyblade. So here is our perfect balance type Beyblade, the Mech. I love it. Anyway, because it's dual spin, just like the defense Beyblade, we have to use a ratchet with this circle locking mechanism. So we're just going to use this one. I think this is 455. And then for the bit, I'm going to use point. I think it's the best balance type bit there is. And yeah, this is our perfect balance type combo. Now that we've shown off all the Beyblades, let's move on to the tests. Now it's time to do the tests. So the first test is the spin test, and the nuke didn't do so well, clocking in at around 43 seconds, but you know what? That makes sense. It's made to hit hard, not to spin for a long time. In third place, though, was the mech at around 1:06. But honestly, what surprised me the most was second place, the tank, which spun for 1:46. And that is kind of crazy, guys. To put in perspective, Wizard Rod, the best stamina Beyblade, spins for around the same amount of time. But of course, the stamina Beyblade we engineered to spin for a long time spun for the longest at around 2:07. Anyway, now it's time to move on to our second test, the endurance test. So I have a bunch of Beyblades here, and I'm just gonna be chucking them at our perfect Beyblades. Let's start off with the stamina one. Why not? 3, 2, 1, go. Let's see how many Beyblades it can take out before it loses. Okay, it just bursted one. It just bursted two of them. Give me that. That's two Beyblades down already. That's the fourth Bey. It is killing these Beys. Alright. Third Beyblade's out. Fourth Beyblade's out. Fifth Beyblade's out. Okay. So it looks like the stamina one took out 5 Beyblades before dying. That is insane. I don't think the other one can beat that. I feel like 5 Beyblades is pretty crazy. Let's move on and do defense next. Go. Shoot. Alright. One Beyblade. I'm just gonna launch 3 Beyblades in the stadium before I launch more. There's the second one, and here is the third one. Okay, it already took out one Beyblade. Alright, here's another one. 2 Beyblades are out, they're all going into this one pocket. Oh my god. I feel like, okay, 3 Beyblades. Let's see if it can take out this last one, and it can't. The fence took out 3 Beyblades, but even though it wasn't able to take out a lot because it doesn't have as great of stamina, when it did hit those Beyblades, you see that? The Beyblades literally went flying and lost all their spin. I feel like that's exactly what we engineered it for. Let's do attack next with the nuke, and you guys already know how powerful the nuke is. I'm a little scared. So because it's an attack type and it loses stamina really fast, I'm just gonna launch 1 Beyblade in the center for it, so it doesn't lose any stamina waiting. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! Bro! Bro, no, it burns! But that was 3 Beyblades back to back to back. That is insane. For balance, I'm actually going to launch it left spin, so let's see if that helps it. 3, 2, 1, go. Shoot! Left spin balance bay. 3, 2, 1, go. Alright, wait. Let's try that again. 3, 2, 1, go. Shoot! Left spin balance Beyblade part 2. Alright, first Beyblade, Golem Rock. Throwing 3 Beyblades, and it bursts. Not doing so well. It can't even beat 1 Beyblade.
So yeah, balance was disappointing. However, stamina beat 5 Beyblades by evading, defense beat 3 Beyblades with just counterattacking, but what I think is most impressive was that attack literally destroyed 3 Beyblades in like one hit each. That was insane. Anyway, now you know the power of these perfect Beyblades, but now it's time to actually put them to the test against the best competitive Beyblade combos out right now. I have the best stamina combo, Wizard Rod Nag 60 Ball. The best attack combo, Shark Scale 170 Rush. The best defense combo, Silver Wolf 760 Hexa. And the best balance combo, Cobalt Dragoon 560 Elevate. I'll be battling our perfect Beyblades against these Beys 10 times each, and this will be the true test. Can these Beyblades beat the best Beyblades in the game in a one-on-one battle? And first off, I'm starting with the perfect stamina Beyblade, the Jet.
So first off, let's do stamina versus stamina. I'll launch the Jet first. 3, 2, 1, go! There's the Jet. 3, 2, 1, go! And there is Wizard Rod. This is gonna be a really boring battle. Speed it up, Felix. Wow. The Jet destroyed him.
And this wasn't a fluke. The Jet beat Wizard Rod in a spin finish for literally 10 battles straight. The final score was 10-0. This Beyblade just had unworldly stamina, and the funny thing is, this isn't even its best form. I wasn't even using the Metal Assist Blade, I was using the plastic one the whole time, and it was still dominating Wizard Rod. It wasn't even close.
And that is 10-0 to the Jet. Wizard Rod didn't win a single battle, and the Jet is still going strong. This thing is so OP when it comes to stamina.
So it completely destroyed Wizard Rod, but now let's see how it does against the best defense combo, Silver Wolf.
3, 2, 1, go! The Jet, 3, 2, 1, go! Silver Wolf, okay? You know, Silver Wolf might stand a better chance against the Jet because defense is a little less passive than stamina. So maybe it can hit him out. And what am I saying? The stamina combo is a complete circle. It is not getting hit out anytime soon. It's probably going to be the exact same with just a bunch of spin finishes. Oh my gosh, this Beyblade is so OP!
Yeah, defense wasn't any different. Battle after battle. Goodness. Loss after
this
loss.
Beyblade just has too much stamina. Oh man, another 10-0 with all spin finishes.
The Jet was on a crazy winning streak, but next up was Shark Scale, the best attack Beyblade. Now when it comes to spin, the Jet is king, but will it be able to defend against Shark Scale? Let's find out.
If any Beyblade can beat this monstrosity, it is Shark Scale. I feel like all the other Beyblades don't even really stand a chance. Even Cobalt Dragoon with its spin steel, I don't even know if it can beat this thing. But Shark Scale, I feel like if Shark Scale can get a solid hit, it definitely can beat this crazy stamina Beyblade. Yes! Yes! Shark Scale 2 points! Alright, let's see if we can do it again! Oh my goodness! No extreme finish! Shoot! Go shoot! Alright! Get him, Shark Scale! I can't believe I'm rooting for Shark Scale and not my own custom Beyblade. Because this custom Beyblade is so OP, it's just not fun to use. It just beats everything. It outspins everything. Look how much spin it has! Shark Scale's about to die, it could probably take Shark Scale again! It could take- Oh my gosh, never mind. It just broke my Beyblade.
It could not take Shark Scale again, and because of my overconfidence, the assist blade broke. But this was a blessing in disguise.
Okay, so my plastic assist blade broke because I got a little too rambunctious, so... Time to use the metal one! If you thought the plastic Jet Beyblade was OP, oh my goodness, this one is about to be extremely busted. Go shoot. Oh my gosh, go shoot. Okay, you know, Shark Scale could do something before. It literally does not stand a chance anymore. It can't even move this Beyblade. This Beyblade is like an immovable wall. And it's a complete circle. All of its attacks just deflect off of it. This is crazy. I think we actually created the most OP Beyblade possible.
And with this metal blade, the Jet wiped the floor with Shark Scale, winning the next 6 battles in a row. And now, the last competitive Beyblade combo is the balance type Cobalt Dragoon 560 Elevate.
Go shoot. Yeah, Dragoon stands no chance.
At least that's what I thought, until I realized.
Wait, Dragoon can steal spin! I forgot! You know, maybe Dragoon isn't cooked, but this battle is gonna last forever, so... I actually think he won.
And with that, Dragoon beat the most OP Beyblade combo, and after 10 battles, the final score was 5-5. Yeah, even though it could win with Spin Steel, half the time the Jet would just pull through.
Oh, Dragoon lost!
Overall though, here are all the scores for the Jet, an extremely overpowered Beyblade. Again, if you want to make this Beyblade at home, I'll have the files in the description, and if you use my link for JLC 3DP, the metal 3D printing company, it really helps out the Jet. Anyway, let's move on to the next perfect Beyblade, the Nuke. It needs no introductions. You guys saw in the endurance test, this thing is a monster. So let's see how it does against Wizard Rod.
Now these are going to be completely different battles compared to the jet because the nuke is a crazy instigator and it hits so hard. The oval shape is so crazy. Oh man, wait, but it might lose the stamina just because it doesn't have enough spin. If it can't knock it out, I'm pretty sure it just loses. Alright, well let's see how it does against this wizard. Oh my gosh! Oh my goodness, every hit, even when it doesn't have any spin! But actually, Wizard Rod takes the first round.
Now Wizard Rod took the first round, but the nuke literally took every round after.
Oh my, of course! Let's see how Battle 4 goes. Oh my god, extreme finish. Alright, let's see it. Oh my gosh! Dude, he turned Wizard Rod into a bay wheel and then smacked the bit to burst it. Oh my goodness. Oh, yo! He hit him so hard, he made Wizard Rod do an extreme attack straight into the pocket. Alright, battle 9! Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Every hit is so deadly. Oh wait, but Wizard Rod might actually take battle 9. Let's see. No, the nuke just hit him so hard that he ran out of spin. And the final battle. Oh my! Dude! This Beyblade is deadly! Oh my gosh! Oh! Oh my! Yeah, he destroyed Wizard Rod. So Wizard Rod wasn't able to defend. Let's test it out against the defense type Beyblade now. The best competitive defense combo. Let's see if it can defend against the nuke. Oh my god. Wait, it's actually doing really well. It's actually eating the hits. It's eating it. Wait, is it? No, it's not. It's not eating the hits. It's not eating the hits. It's doing really bad. Oh my goodness, it lost to the spin finish.
And just like Wizard Rod, Silver Wolf stood no chance and lost battle after battle after battle.
Oh my. But I don't think that was enough, no. Oh my gosh, did you see that extreme attack? Do it again! Do it again! Oh, he just taps him into the pocket!
Resulting in a score of 10 wins for the nuke and 0 losses.
And that's supposed to be the type that's good against him. I have no idea. Anyway, let's do double attack type, the nuke versus Shark Scale next.
And just like you probably expected, Shark got destroyed.
Okay, I was about to say Shark Scale. Is holding his own. Honestly, the strategy for Shark Scale, avoid the nuke. Do not touch the nuke. The second you touch the nuke, you lose all your spin. Yeah. If Shark Scale can just avoid the nuke, maybe he would win. And battle number 10. Let's see it. Oh, okay. Super hard hit. Shark Scale tried to do an attack of his own, and it didn't even work. It just literally just bounces off the nuke. Alright. And the winner is... of course, the nuke.
So far, the only Beyblade able to defeat it was Wizard Rod, and only once. But next is Cobalt Dragoon that can steal spin. That might be the Achilles heel to this nuke Beyblade.
I don't know, this was the Jet's Achilles heel, so maybe this will be the nuke's weakness. We'll see. Okay, solid. Actually, it's doing pretty well. It's doing pretty well against the nuke. Oh. Will this actually be the counter? Loki, Cobalt's been the counter the whole time. Oh, it beat him! That's like... it beat him!
But just like Wizard Rod, Cobalt Dragoon wasn't able to keep the winning streak. The nuke was hitting too hard.
Okay, I guess if you hit Cobalt so hard that it can't steal spin, that's how you win. And a burst. Okay, pop it out. Okay. Oh. And another one.
But it was able to win a couple battles, and the ending score was 7 wins for the nuke and 3 wins for Dragoon. Also, if you're planning on making the nuke at home, I never talked about how to assemble it. I literally just used super glue to glue all the metal parts together. It's as simple as that. Anyway, next up, we have the defense type, the tank. So this Beyblade specializes in counterattacks against a stamina Beyblade like Wizard Rod. I'm not so sure how it's gonna do because Wizard Rod doesn't do any attacks, so it can't really counter it. But let's see, Wizard Rod versus the tank. Oh, wait, every time Wizard Rod goes in, even though it's super round, the tank's actually able to make a counterattack out of nothing. All right, let's see. This is gonna be a long battle. Okay, Felix, speed it up. No way. Is it gonna beat it at stamina? It's gonna beat the stamina king at stamina. Okay. Oh, I forgot. The tank is dual spin. All right, you know what? Left spin mode it is. Go. Left spin tank. Get him. Oh my goodness, it's so cool. It's so cool. Come on, the tank. Oh, I love this Beyblade. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not as OP as the nuke, but the fact that it can spin both left and right, and it just stays in the center, it tanks, it shoots Beyblades out, like, that's so cool. Also, I think it looks really cool when it spins, it looks like a green eyeball. Oh wait, I forgot, when they're opposite spin, they just steal each other's spin until it's a spin finish. Alright, well, let's see who's gonna win this one. Who has better life after death? It is... definitely Wizard Rod. It's because there's so much weight in the center. Kind of like what we talked about before, moment inertia, your ability to kind of resist motion. Because there's so much weight in the center, it has a lower moment of inertia compared to Wizard Rod. So that's why Wizard Rod is able to outspin it left spin. So I think in everyone's best interest, we're just gonna do right spin tank.
And the right spin tank actually did decent against Wizard Rod, but it wasn't completely dominant like the other Beyblades. It had some losses, but when it was doing well, it was hitting super hard.
The final battle actually goes to Wizard Rod.
In the end, out of 10 battles, the tank only won 4 of them, but next up is the attack Beyblade Shark Scale.
I'm curious, because this Beyblade is meant to counterattack, so let's see what happens when it's actually given an attack. Okay, it just eats it. It eats it, and does it fire back though? Does it fire back? It kind of fires back. Oh, yes it does. There's a pocket out. All right. Bro, this Beyblade either eats attacks or sends the opponent flying like that. So, okay. Oh! You know, even though it's not creating any attacks on its own, it's still able to smack Shark Scale around. You know what? It's time for the left spin. Go. Left spin. Again. Yo, wait, low-key left spin might be better against Shark Scale. It might be the way to go. Okay. Wait, maybe not. Oh, I always forget that they just steal spin. And then he has low moment of inertia, so he doesn't work so well at life after death. Oh wait, but he has more life after death than Shark Edge. I guess that makes sense. Whatever, back to right spin.
And with right spin, it was able to take out Shark Scale 10 wins and 0 losses. Even though it's not the most OP Beyblade in the world, I still love it. It performs exactly how we engineered it. It's able to counter attack and beat attack types. But now it's time for the defense showdown. Silver Wolf 760 Hexa versus the tank.
Okay, the best defense combo versus the tank. Let's see who's gonna win this. Oh my goodness. Look at those attacks. The tank is in the middle. It's holding the middle. Silver Wolf goes in to try to take it and he just sends him away. Okay, and yeah, the tank wins.
And literally every single battle goes the same way. A spin finish for the tank, clocking out with a final score of 10 wins and 0 losses. And the last Beyblade it needs to battle is Cobalt Dragoon, which has been the Beyblade that has had the best matchup against the perfect combos. But against the tank, I think it won't do so well, because the tank is dual spin.
This guy also spins left.
so it can't even spin steal. So Cobalt Dragoon is now basically just a bad balance die. Alright, well, let's see. Can he do anything without his spin stealing powers? Doesn't look like it. Yeah, he is getting absolutely cooked here. And it looks like first point goes to the tank.
And without its ability to steal spin, the tank takes every battle and wins 10 to nothing. You know, at the start, I thought the tank wasn't as good as the other perfect Beyblade combos, but actually looking at the scores now, it did amazing. It just wasn't that great against Wizard Rod, but against everyone else, it won every single battle. Anyway, next up, we have the perfect balance type Beyblade, the Mech. And if you thought the other Beyblades were amazing, you haven't seen this one, because this one sucks. By trying to make everything good, we actually ended up making a pretty mid Beyblade, and it lost almost every single one of its battles. Yeah, not so good. Here are the scores. But all the other Beyblades did amazing. Anyway, thank you guys so much for watching this video. You guys are actually the absolute best. I honestly couldn't have asked for better fans than you guys. If you made it to the end, you're a real one. Comment Sprignut in the comments. And yeah, again, I'll have all the files linked in the description if you guys want to use them for yourself. So yeah, see you guys later. Have a nice day. Left First out.